he comes, I'm gonna punch him out. This is my mom.
I would pay to see that.
I've been waiting for this, for trespassing on the property grounds. I'm gonna punch him out and I'm gonna go to jail and I'm gonna be happy.
We'll all be happy, Nancy.
Are those who just try to make this a political issue. Freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID.
Individuals who are infected through breakthrough infections, namely vaccinated people who ultimately get infected, that they are generally without symptoms or minimally symptomatic. However, it is clear that they are capable of transmitting the infection to uninfected individuals. And the data that they reported indicates that if you look at the level of virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and has a breakthrough infection and compare that to the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person who's infected, they're essentially equivalent.
Don't forget how they've lied to you.
Play the radio. Make sure
2021, the podcast that brings you so much more. More of this and more of that. Just more, more, more. And it's better than ever. Best of all, it's free and commercial free. It's the news according to me. It even rhymes. With new and improved content, fortified with 27 vitamins and minerals. Or maybe not. Be sure to subscribe because you probably won't want to miss any of this. But you might. Never before has so much offered so little. It's the podcast that will leave you asking questions like, how can I get that hour of my life back? Or what on earth are these guys talking about? Where else can you find this kind of content other than 90% of the internet? We're here because you're there, and I'm not even sure what that means. Be sure to like and subscribe because you don't want to be the only one stuck in this. It's the news according to me.
Well, it is the news, and I'm just going to go ahead and get started because that's just what we do. It's alive today. It's alive. We're alive. Everybody's alive, except for those who aren't. But here we are. It's the news, according to me. That is nothing like I planned on the intro going. I had some other stuff I was going to say. It's in the moment. You know me, just plow ahead. Just keep on going. That's the way it is. It is Wednesday, April 22nd, 9:25 a.m. I planned on getting started at 9 o'clock, but I had some technical issues. Well, they weren't really technical. I don't know. It was technically not technical. It's not Technical Tuesday, so I can't really, I don't know. I'm not going to talk about it because it's not Technical Tuesday. I can't have to wait till next week before I can talk about it. Today's Wednesday, wishy-washy Wednesday, wishy-washy whatever. It's the Wednesday. I'm thinking about Thursday. I had a name for Thursday. What was it? Theology Thursday or Theoretical Thursday. I don't know which one I want to do. Theoretical or theological? You tell me. You let me know. All you have to do is give me a call. You can call the number here. You can call, by the way. Just all you have to do is call. It's this number right here. That's loud. I got it on the cart now. I just push a button.
574. But wait.
Hey.
There's more.
Yeah.
651. We're almost done. 76 and 85. Text that number. It's alive.
Much like our show today. It's
text
alive.
Text that number.
Looks like that.
Call that number.
Or you can go to google.com/voice. Do the same thing. Don't be a loser, folks. Don't be a loser. Got to do that thing, you know, because if you don't call,
what's wrong with you people?
That's right. I got these buttons. I just got to push all the buttons today. I'm just in a button pushing mood. So I think that's what it's all about. Not sure why. Oh, hey, it's, we're 4 minutes into the show, 4 minutes into it. I've got the AI thing cranked up again today. I actually brought it in through a different system. I have I need to unplug that. Actually, I've got this podcast thing stored on a I have kind of like an archive on my thumb drive, what's called a thumb drive. It's a USB drive. Everybody calls it a thumb drive, I guess because you stick it in with your thumb, I guess. I don't know. Because you can hold it with your thumb. I don't know what's easier, hold it with your thumb. You push it with, I don't know. Why it's called a thumb drive? It has nothing to do with my thumb. Except you have to use your thumb to put it in and out of the... I don't know what that's all about. Anyway, it's a USB drive. So I back up some of my programs on there. Well, I have this one backup. Occasionally, for some reason, when I work on other things, it affects, and I don't know why. It's in a folder all its own. I don't know why it would affect it, but I installed it on this. I just reinstalled it on this computer via the thumb drive. Now, it might work. I'm noticing that there's a lot of things happening. That like the Google, like all, the transcripts are working great, and I'm also getting the typical Google on the side. I'm getting the information from the. The stuff, you know, I'm talking about. So it's got like, what do we got over here? Get up, mental health awareness, all this stuff that's going on. All these articles, anything I talk about, it's going to propagate on the side here with with all kinds of video clips, all articles, all kinds of things that come up as I'm speaking. It talks, it pulls up information about what I'm talking about, which is sometimes more accurate than others. And of course, if I'm just talking about gobbledygook, it's going to look up stuff for gobbledygook. Now it's going to make all kinds of weird. I wonder how the transcripts are going to even pronounce that, even spell that. How are you going to spell that? Gobbledygook. Stuff for gobbledygook. That's what it's. Gobbling glucose. That's another one that came on here. Now, of course, now it's saying it. Now it's putting it down as I'm saying it, but that's when I said gobbledygook, it didn't know what I was talking about. And maybe you don't know what I'm talking about either, but that's okay, because I'm here for you, to help you through the process of understanding what this show is about, or what I'm saying, because it's hard to decipher sometimes. Lots of things going on. We got In My Cup this morning, live, right here. It's a live cup, live, being broadcast live. Over fiber, by the way, which is, I gotta say, it's helpful to know that's a solid connection. I mean, that's as solid as it's, well, fast wise, it can go out. Don't get me wrong, but fiber is pretty dependable, and it's actually it's extremely quick. I can get done in 2 minutes now. What it used to take me an hour to get done, I get done with the show. I can post it. I literally get done with the show. I get all my I have to do this thing where I transfer the file, the recorded file, over to another, which I probably wouldn't have to do now with this computer, but I transfer that file over to my DAW, put it in there, transfer that out as an MP3 file, because everything works better with an MP3 as far as posting, uploading it to platforms. So I convert it over to an MP3, and then I put it into the Podbean and the Castos websites, upload it there, and I can get all that done, put all the filler information in, all the, you know, the titles, all that stuff done. I timed it yesterday, uploading everything, 2 minutes, almost on the dot, almost exactly 2 minutes to get it all done from start to finish. In other words, I transferred the file over to my DAW. I bounced it out of there into an MP3. While I'm doing that, while that's happening, and that takes about a minute and a half, or a minute maybe, well, that's happening, I'm over there typing in what the title is and some of the other information about the show, copying and pasting that into the Castos area, and then, of course, getting ready to load it into the Podbean. By the time I get all that done, it's rendered, it's bounced out, and I got the file. I can put, you know, I can put it right into the upload them to the platforms and be done. It's literally 2 minutes. It used to take me almost an hour sometimes because of things that it would crash. It would do all kinds of weird things. I had to mess around with it. It would take forever to upload. Sometimes it would take so long to upload that the page would expire. You start all over again. It was an hour. It was a waste of an hour almost every day. You know, I could be spending that time napping or petting my dog or the cat or the other dog or the other cat or napping with the dog or the cat, with the cat, with the other cat or the other dog. It's so many things on my plate to do. It's unbelievable. Got my yard mowed yesterday. I thought you all should know that. at least the yard here at the home. I've got a yard. I got a commercial property that it's overgrown. It's up to my knees. Got to get that thing mowed today before the city starts getting on me. So that will do that. We got some interesting things happening. We'll see how this AI thing works out today. We're going to take some callers from the AI world. Some AI bots are going to call in today. Talk about some things. Other than that, the show is open, kind of just open to whatever I want to do. Whatever's in my brain, whatever will pop out of my brains here. So in the meantime, we can, we'll just have this little ditty and we'll get into the show.
It's the news, according to me. Oh, it's the news, according to me. It's the news, according to me. Oh, it's the news, it's the news,
it's the news, yeah.
According to me, it's the news,
it's the news.
According to me, it's the news, according to me.
Yeah, here we are. It's the news. Oh, by the way, my backup cup. I didn't mention my backup cup here, did I? Or did I actually? I've got my chai with my big train creamy chai with Cinnabon creamer. I don't think I said anything about it yet. I also have my backup cup, which is It's about 2 days old, which is just about right for the peaches and the tea. I put a little. One thing about crushed ice, we have this ice machine on the refrigerator. Sometimes it gets left on crushed ice, and if I don't notice it, I'll end up putting crushed ice in my glass, in my cup. And the problem with it is it melts a lot faster, it cools the drink off faster. The problem with that is then it also waters the drink down faster. So I have to kind of be careful because all that settles at the top. There we go. Now I can taste the tea again. But I've got sweet peach tea. So I've got about a half a gallon left. So it's probably going to last at least tomorrow. It's going to be up in the 70s again today. I think it's supposed to be warm the rest of this week. So tomorrow I'm planning on going up to my boat and working on that a little bit. It's got to get some things ready before it goes in the water. So got some stuff going on there. I'll probably take a lot of tea with me. That's just how that's you just have to have it with you, just in case the apocalypse happens. You need to have some tea to get through it. So I was thinking about Thursdays, me having theological Thursdays or something, I don't know, or theoretical Thursday maybe. Talk about conspiracy theories, or else talk about theology stuff on Thursdays. I don't know. This isn't CBN, but that doesn't matter. They don't have the corner on spiritual stuff. You can talk about spiritual stuff anytime you want to. That's the one thing, you know, Rush Limbaugh, I think he was like Episcopalian or something. I'm not sure what he was. He believed in the Christian faith. However, and he has his brother is a pastor, quite outspoken. And I think that Rush, he just wanted to stay in his lane. Didn't want to get too deeply involved in anything. I mean, I think his morality, his beliefs kind of came out in what he believed politically. But he wasn't much of a. He didn't speak a whole lot on. Theological matters. he did have his brother on occasionally, once in a while. I think about once a year he would have him on, typically. And he was, they obviously had a good relationship. So that, you know, there was, good things going on there. I'm not sure what all that was about, but I think his brother is still with us, I believe. I don't know. but that was the one thing I appreciated about Rush was that he was poised in a position of, you know, he had standards, but he didn't push him down your throat. He kind of practiced what he believed without doing that. I, on the other hand, I have no standards, so I just have to push him down your throat. I just the standard I just take up. I'm kind of a phony. So I just have to, you know, make stuff up as I go. I don't know what I'm talking about. And no, that's what I'm thinking about. Just, you know, the show could have more of that interlaced, I think, in it. That's what I appreciate about Eric Metaxas. I've talked about him before. He just He talks about political stuff just like anybody else would. Just like, you know, any of the other pundits would, except he's obviously first and foremost in his life is his faith. And I appreciate that about him. Now, that he's a perfect person. I don't know what he is. That to me feels more like he's my brother, and he's more of a realistic, kind of a genuine individual willing to kind of share that and be upfront about that. And I appreciate that. But somebody like a Tucker Carlson, on the other hand, I don't know where he's coming from. In fact, I'm hearing some stuff. Some of the stuff he's been saying, I mean, between him and Candace Owens, and there's some others out there too, I guess. And I know Sean Ryan is kind of going down this road of, you know, Israel's behind everything. It's kind of surprising to me that some of these people are kind of going down that road. And again, there's forces on both sides that do pay people off on both sides. Then there are also people there are people who fund things on both sides, the mouthpieces that are out there. But they're also, by the way, I've never been offered anything, not yet. When the show takes an incredible turn one way or the other, you'll know that some money has been involved. My theory is I don't want any sponsors. It's sponsored by me. I don't have any. I don't care about the monetization of the show. I don't care about which maybe is a bad thing. I don't know. Maybe they're throttling me because of things I say. I don't know. That's also the other issue, is people self-censor because they're afraid of the algorithm not getting their show out there. Well, see, they're getting paid for clicks, so I don't get paid for clicks. I don't care. So, because I want to be able to say what I want to say without any kind of feeling like I have to, you know, placate certain political issues. It's just not me. Besides, this is more for my therapy anyway. I just doing this, but so I stay mentally, like, I can pretend like people are listening. And, I know there's people listening. In fact, let's go to the, this might be interesting to do today. Let's go over here to the statistics. Let's just hit, I forgot to hit the statistics for yesterday. You open that thing up. Oh, numbers are way down again. This is just so bizarre. Numbers will be way up there, just off the charts. And then next thing you know, they're down to kind of where they are, kind of the average again. I don't get that. But let's look at the, geographical stats. That's always kind of interesting for me. I don't know if it's interesting for you or not, but, it's Finland. Okay, I think Finland was on there before. What is that right there? The UK. That's a lot of listeners in the UK. Holy moly. Pardon my French. Ireland. Yeah, what's that? The tip of Ireland. What is that? That's not the UK. It's telling me it's the UK. It's not. Germany. We got Germany, Netherlands, France, Italy. Portugal, yeah, there's still Portugal, and Morocco, I think I was in there last week, South Africa, of course, and what's that right there, Iraq, still, that was in there before, Chile, oh, here we go, Peru, my wife's going to Peru next week, I don't think I'm going to be able to get there, Brazil, of course, and then they got this little town, it's a French colony, people are listening there, appreciate that, Venezuela, Colombia, Medellin, probably. Ecuador. And, of course, Canada's got some listeners now. They kind of disappeared off the map there for a little while. Australia. China. That's a large number for China. That's a little interesting. 36 listens here in the last couple of days from China. Vietnam, a huge number there. No Cambodia. Vietnam, yeah. Well, welcome from Vietnam. Bangladesh is another one. That's Vietnam as well. There's something else is there. I'm not sure what that is, but that's not. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Nothing from Russia. That's interesting. Hanoi. Look at that. Hanoi, it's up there in the top. It's in the top 10 cities. That is remarkable. That's kind of amazing to me, actually. Got more listeners in Hanoi than I do in Jersey, New Jersey. Even more than in Chicago. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Welcome aboard. I have, I don't know how to say anything in Vietnamese. Vietnamese. I don't know how to speak. I don't know what they speak there. I don't know what they call their language. I keep clearing my throat here. It's live. You know, this is live. I do have a little button I can push on. I can make that happen. But, I think somebody popped into the, I missed that. Missed somebody popped into the, to the chat there for a second. I didn't catch it. Let's see what we got here for callers. I don't know if this is going to work or not today. This didn't work the other day because of the issues that it was having. Let's see what it does today. Go ahead there, caller.
Hey there, Mr. Big Shot.
Hey, yeah,
nice to be on the live show today.
Oh, yeah,
so I'm interested in your take on all the stuff that's going on in Iran right now. I'm getting a lot of conflicting reports from various news outlets.
Yeah, let's
so play. I want to get it straight from the guy who knows, but he wasn't available. So I called you just for entertainment, huh?
I get it. Yeah, you were going to call the guy. Okay, I get it. Yeah, you wanted to call the guy who knows, but he wasn't available, so he called me. I get it. By the way, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm just a guy with a microphone. This is all for your entertainment purposes only. We'll see what Artie responds today. If he just gives me a one-line cached response, then we'll know that this thing's not working. And there's something wrong with the files. By the way, I am going to be working on this thing later on. I got this thing. There's a thing at church tonight. I might go to it. It's not really our church. It's like a church that we attend occasionally. We do participate in some things there, but it's kind of a large church experience, and we do tend to go there. It's kind of a large small church. They have two services, but everybody kind of knows everybody, so it's kind of nice. But anyway, Iran. Let's talk about Iran. We have a lot going on right now. There's all kinds of conflicting reports. I do agree with you, Artie. There's all kinds of things being said that I'm not sure exactly what all's what. There's a lot of and this is probably because it's just, you know, you got political influence on people, what people are saying one side or the other. And so I think that plays into a lot of it. My understanding is that there was a Chinese ship that was apparently trying to get into Iran. This Chinese ship that was recently seized was trying to get into a port in Iran. And they took out the engine room. They announced, they said, get out of the engine room, get out of the engine room. That was the U.S. forces were telling them, you know, don't hang out there. Get out of there. You're going to be seizing your vehicle, your vessel. And then they took the engine room out. They basically shot a missile into the engine room, took it out and disabled it. And of course, then they boarded it and seized it. Apparently, what they found on this ship, it was supposed to be an oil tanker, huge thing, supposed to be an oil tanker, and I guess it weighs almost what an aircraft carrier does, empty. And apparently, it was loaded with materials that have dual purposes. However, all the chemicals that were in there were actually chemicals that are used to make long-range ballistic missiles. And that's where this isn't being broadcast on the legacy media. There's a lot of other sources, and it's military sources that are coming out saying this stuff. So it's interesting that is happening. I don't know if that's what you're talking about, if that's what you're referring to. But the other issue is that the mullahs, I don't know who's in charge right now. I think they were going to have this summit that J.D. Vance was going to be a part of. I believe in Pakistan or someplace. They ended up, he didn't go to that one. He's going to a different one. The reason is because the people who were going to meet with him had no control over the country. They believe that the military now is basically seizing control, and they're radical militants there that are taking over control of the country, and that the people in the suits don't have control over the military anymore. Yeah, so it's this weird faction of how things are going. The military thinks that they can. Of course, now we'll talk about it more. But that's what I'm understanding. We'll talk about it more in depthly. But let's hear what your response is. Let's see if
from an engineering perspective, there's more to explore.
Yeah, it's not working. It's not working at all. The API numbers must be all messed up there. So we're not even going to mess with the AI stuff today, because it's just going to, that's all I'm going to get from them. I'm kind of surprised because everything else is working on it. So it must be something else with maybe the API keys aren't correct anymore. I don't know. We'll have to see what's going on with that. All right, we're turning that stuff down. We have, because that's just going to keep dinging like that. We have, so let me get into this. So what's happening is you've got people coming out, and Chuck Schumer and Tim Walz, all these other individuals are coming out and saying all kinds of things about the war and what the president's doing and how this is, you know, that Iran's winning and Trump said it. He says almost treasonous behavior, which it is. It's during a time like this when you're trying to negotiate, trying to get something done. It's a very delicate time, and for someone to do this, to come out and make these kinds of statements, is really it destroys and it emboldens the other side. They think, oh yeah, we're winning this thing. Oh yeah, he's losing credibility. Oh yeah, all this stuff that's happening. It is not good. It's not a good situation. And I'm not sure that, they don't care about the country. The left doesn't care about the country right now. All they can see is that Donald Trump's doing something and we need to fight against it. And they don't care what the ramifications of that are. They don't care what the outcome to our military is. They're causing a situation here, or they could be, you know, influencing a situation where now we're going to have to get involved in a kinetic action. It hurts the negotiations. You're emboldening the enemy. You're empowering and emboldening them to think that they're going to win this thing, because in the past they have. They've pushed over and pushed around the people who've. If you knew all the stuff that went on during the Obama administration, now you have to understand Valerie Jarrett, his main advisor, the person he still is closest to politically, is Persian. She comes from Iran. So this whole thing, the connections there with everything that was going on, the money that was supposedly frozen was not frozen. They put pallets of cash. This is well documented, knowing that it happened, that pallets of cash were dumped in the middle of the night into Iran. So this is the kind of stuff that was going on, and we're just supposed to sit back and say, oh, okay. So it's very, how should I say, it's disheartening to see what's happening because they don't care. They can't see past their rage for Trump. That's the biggest issue here we got going on. And I don't know what Tim Walz, I think he was over in another country, I think, even speaking about this, and he was ranting and raving about Trump getting us into this war, and he's off, you know, he's just stumbling around, bumbling, and has no plan. Excuse me, are you the loser? Are you the guy that was the loser? Can you imagine where we'd be today if Kamala Harris and Tim Walz were in the Oval Office? First of all, all the corruption, all the stuff that happened in Minnesota, we wouldn't be knowing anything about that. That would be all swept under the rug. And of course, all the money that is flowing back through all this stuff. Now, speaking of Minnesota and certain representatives, Ilhan Omar is apparently is in deep doo-doo right now. By the way, she was attacked by someone recently. And I don't, whatever happened to that whole situation? What happened to that guy? Anybody ever do any investigation on that? Is there anything going on there? We're still waiting. Still waiting on that report, because there's nothing. There's been nothing about that. Which seems a little interesting, considering how big of a deal it was at the time. Of course, it wasn't staged, I'm sure, because you know, somebody comes up and throws a chemical on you when you're making a particular statement right at a specific time, you're making the statement that you know is going to be blast all over the news because right at that moment you want that thing repeated over and over because as I'm saying this, you're going to attack me. And that way they're going to, when they replay this over and over and over, it's going to get this statement in there about, you know, Kristi Noem needs to resign or whatever it was. I can't remember what it was. This guy gets up and he does this little rant thing and he throws vinegar or something on her or whatever it was. And she goes after the guy. Look how tough she is. Yeah, that doesn't happen in real. That's not the real world there. I mean, that wasn't staged at all, I'm sure. That just shows how brave she is. And people come up to her and confront her with things. There's reporter after reporter has you know, independent news. You typically goes up and asks her questions. Oh, why are you so stupid? Why are you so stupid? Why are you? For some reason, I have a Mexican accent, and I'm not sure why I have a Spanish accent. It's just claiming that they're just, oh, you're just stupid. Are you really this stupid? And you starts personally attacking the lady. She goes, well, it's in the congressional. This is in the congressional report. I'm just talking about what's in the report. Oh, where do you get your information? Blah, 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 you're just stupid. Why are you always this stupid? What are you doing? You're a representative. She represents herself. Is what she represents. A lot of these representatives, they don't represent anybody. They'll do whatever they have to say what they have to say, promise whatever they have to promise to get into office, and then do their own thing. They're activists for their own agenda. They get into this is the people who hold up signs during congressional hearings and all kinds of stuff. And they'll make little statements and they'll come out and shake their cane and they'll do whatever they're doing because they're in it for themselves. They're not representing the people of their constituents. They're not representing anybody. The radicals in their particular part. That's all they do. And then they got the nerve to turn around. It was Joy Reid, but I can't remember who she was. Joy Reid. I can't remember who she was talking to. It was an old interview guy. It wasn't Larry. What was the guy's name? And he was confronting her, saying, because she was saying, oh, well, when the Democrats are in office, they don't pull any of this stuff. They don't play these political games. They do what's right. And the Republicans, they play all these political games. They do all this stuff. They never do what's. And he said, really? I mean, he was pushing back with it on her. He's like, no, come on, be honest. You know, but at least you could have some genuine honesty and some self-awareness about the fact that, okay, you could at least say both sides do it. She was emphatic and doubled down on it about how the Democrats, you know, they only do what's right. So he brought something up and she said, well, that's because they were being pushed by the Republicans to do what they do. That's the only reason they did that. So when you make statements like always and never, and then you turn around and say, well, they did that because, you know, because of this other thing. Then that wasn't always, was it? But then again, it's just opposite. It's upside down world. I don't understand sometimes what these people think. It's just amazing to me how they go to where they go. So this Ilhan Omar thing, there's a whole lot of things going on here. And it's so somehow her, which has also sparked an investigation, a congressional investigation. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I just know that there's been a lot of investigations of a lot of people. You know, you rarely see it's almost, and Nancy Pelosi even made the statement. Well, no one ever gets expelled from Congress. It's so rare. It's because now her inference with saying that was that Congress is so above reproach that they are just such fine, upstanding individuals that they never get expelled. No, they pony the wagons. They put everything around and they defend each other. And of course, especially on the Democrat side, but they've got these funds that are available to pay people off for any kind of blackmail type stuff, basically for stuff that where people like, if there's some kind of indiscretion, they pay somebody off to not talk anymore, to not talk about it. There's a fund available for that out of the taxpayers' dollars. They're doing that kind of thing. It just amazes me the ridiculousness that they just have no respect whatsoever for the American people. They think that everything's theirs and it's their world and they're in charge and they're the parents. We're just the kids that we are. They have to run our lives. That's the way they are. That's just their mentality. And I don't think that they're going to go after her. They might try to politically try to damage her. But you have to understand, the people who vote for Ilhan Omar are people who are not going to believe anything. She could have horns growing out of her head, and her hair could be on fire, and you could say, look, she's obviously something's wrong with her, and they would just say, well, we're going to vote for her anyway because she's not you. Whatever, just for whatever reason. It just blows my mind that the people are that way. Now, there's some stuff I'm going to play tomorrow. I got some clips that it kind of doesn't fit into today's show. It fits into tomorrow's show. It's stuff about Islam, and I want to be very clear. People who believe in the Islamic religion, people who are Muslims, I care deeply about you. And I care about what you believe. I care about where you're going, what you believe, and everything else. But I believe that the religion itself has issues. And we're going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow, maybe, on tomorrow's show, not today's. I do not fit into the Tucker camp, what he says about some things. But we're getting into more tomorrow. Be more prepared. I'm going to kind of bring up some things. I actually have some clips I want to play, but I don't have those available today. Anyway, so Ilhan Omar, in some kind of report that she had, she's claiming to be worth between $6 and $30 million. Now, $6 million and $30 million. That's a weird spread. I don't understand how that happens. When she got into office, she was in the negative numbers, you know, whatever it was, 45,000, whatever it was she owed. That's where her balance sheet was. Now, they have two businesses, I think. Her husband has a consulting business. Has a consulting business doing some kind of financial consultant. He's some kind of money managed guy, and they have a winery, supposedly. Now, my brother ran a winery for many years. He ended up closing it down. His one son ran it for a while until he passed away, and then his son passed away. It's my nephew. And so he shut the winery down. A winery is not what you think. When somebody thinks of a winery, they think of, you know, like Southwest Michigan. There's some wineries, and of course, some of them are also vineyards, and they'll have a grape vine, you know, grape. It'll be like at a grape field. What do they call a grape field? Vineyard, and. So they'll have all that going on. The vineyard is different than a winery. And making the wine is sometimes is a process. Now, my brother didn't have any grapes growing anywhere on his property. He would order, you know, the materials and all the mixes and all the stuff, and he would make wine. And it was still a process. It was his wine. I mean, it was his own thing, his own blend and everything else it was. But he ordered the materials in and made the wine there at his place. And it was... But when you think of a winery, you think of this, oh, it's out in this vast area where there's all these grapes growing, and they do the crushing of the grapes, and they do all this, and they make wine. That's not always the case. Many times they have the wineries that are there are in vineyards, or not in vineyards, that are just, it's just wine. So I get that part of it. The problem is where they have this winery, where they have this winery thing is not... There's nothing there. It's an office. And it's this weird situation. And of course they're claiming, now valuation is a weird thing. They can claim to be worth $6 million to $30 million. So apparently whoever was involved in this, and there's some kind of fraud going on here, because one way or another, what happens is you can get somebody to value all the things. Remember what Trump was being accused of is overrating his properties. to get a loan. This is where somebody comes in and values your personal assets or your intellectual property or whatever it is that you have is worth something. I did an album with a guy a while back. It was a music album. He wrote most of the lyrics. I put all the words to music. So I did all the singing. Well, not all the singing. There were some other singers. I put all the melodies together, did all the recording, did the whole thing, did the whole album, basically. Every song I was pretty much singing on and everything. Like there was one song where there was a female, we had a female artist sing that I did the backup vocals on. But other than that, everything else was me, and I was playing all the instruments. All the mixing, everything that went into it. And this was, you know, 12 years ago. And we worked on it for over, it was almost a year, it seemed like. But I think the main part of it was done in about 6 months. A lot of work. And I was every day working on this thing and getting it done. And got it all done. And this guy said, well, this is intellectual property. He goes, it's worth, you know, $100,000. I was like, well, how do you get that? I mean, none of these songs were, they were all on iTunes and none of them were hits. I mean, it was in his mind, you know, it's your own child. You're not going to, you know, everybody's going to love their own. You have to understand, you might be playing these every day and you think that these are great. This is all these great songs that you got going on, but it's nobody's listening to him. And he was out promoting them all day long. He was sharing the albums and sharing, you know, giving people CDs and all kinds of stuff. It's not a hit until it's a hit. And none of them were hits. In fact, he ended up making a movie about he was part of it, which was a bad deal for us, but he ended up getting involved. He wrote a book, and in the process of writing the book, he put these songs with the book, and they had nothing to do with the book. Then he made this movie that turned out, he ran into a guy that was a movie producer, which is, you know, there's a dime a dozen. And he found this guy who turned out to be a charlatan. But anyway, this guy was producing all kinds of movies. And he raised a whole bunch of money for this project, this movie project. And he had some big names in it. I mean, Danny Trejo and Jesse, what's his name, was involved. There was a lot of pretty good sized names in this thing. I had a cameo in it. They ended up using a couple of the songs in the movie. Now his thing was, well, you know, and of course there's this song I Can Only Imagine was a movie that was based on a hit song. The song was already a hit song. It was already like a number one for many, for a long time. And they made a movie about it. Now, but there was already a hit song involved in it. Now he thought that just because he tied a song into a movie that it was going to be this big hit and everything was going to make, you know, millions of dollars. And it just doesn't work that way. But that in his mind, that's where he was going with all this stuff. And what ended up happening, I just had this conversation with him one day, and he said that, you know, this song, it was one of the songs, was worth $100,000. So where do you get that number? Where does that come from? I mean, total sales on iTunes and everything that we've paid into iTunes, I think our total balance sheet, I think we made about $104 on the songs, on the one song that he was talking about. Where do you get the $100,000? Well, it's intellectual property. If you can write me a check today for 50 and I'll sell you my half of it. Even $50, I'd probably be okay with that and just be done with it. But which is one of those weird things where people think that because, and so this might be where what was going on here with Ilhan Omar with this whole thing. But my guess is they wanted this valuation to get a loan. They were probably going to borrow money, or something was going on with their valuation for their credit rating or whatever. They're probably going to use that to get a loan to make some other investments or whatever they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do. There was some shady stuff going on there. That's just my opinion. And I think that they probably, or they were laundering money. Now, the other side of this thing, now this is all just hype. You know, this is just hypothesis. This is all just, I'm just speculating here. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. Sure does look pretty shady, though. All this money's floating around out there from the Somali community I just wonder if any of it found its way back to Ilhan Omar or Tim Walz, either one. You can't tell me that they didn't know anything about it. Oh, we're going after all the crooks. Yeah, that's the way it works. Yeah. And then in California, they have this Stop Nick Shirley Act type thing. It's pretty amazing that they would, and they all deny it. Now Nick Shirley's walking around in the halls of California in the state house, asking all the people who wrote the bill, if they know anything about the bill. No, I don't know anything about it. No, you're all wrong. That's not what it's about. That's not what the bill is about. You can be put in jail for exposing fraud if it involves anybody that's a foreigner. There's all kinds of stipulations about it. But basically, Nick Shirley would be put in prison today for doing what he did in Minnesota. At least it's what passed. I'm not sure if it's completely passed. I don't know if the governor signed off on it or not, but it's ridiculous. People just, they have no scruples. That's kind of where I'm at with all that stuff. What do you guys think about all this stuff? Hey, there's a bunch of people in the room right now. What do you guys think? You guys, the folks who are in the room there. Thank you for listening, by the way. I appreciate you guys being here. I don't know. Unfortunately, we have. I know you guys. You might not know if you've ever watched the show before or listened to the show. I usually have little AI bots that call in. I have these little deals. I push on a button and they call in and ask me questions. I'm like, I've got this conversation. And they have. They end up. I think I already hung up on it. I think I already shut it off. I ended up turning it off just so it wouldn't be. Yeah, use any background stuff. I could start it up again. Let me. I'll play one of these for you. So let's see what you think. This is Skip. He's going to call in here in just a minute. Let's see what he has to say. See if he can pay attention. He won't respond.
Well, it's a live show. It's good to be on the live show today, Kevin. Like I always say, a live show is better than a dead show.
Well, yeah,
that's my opinion anyway.
That's
hey,
good opinion.
Do tell me what you think about all this Ilhan Omar stuff in the news lately. What's actually
you're a little
going
behind.
On there? Yeah, you should know.
Yeah, I should know, but you're a little behind. I have, he's not going to respond. Normally they have a response. They would respond to what I'm saying. And typically they just kind of go along with everything I say. This is a little app I've developed, and it's gonna be all refined and done much better by the weekend. Hopefully, I've only got another week off after this week. I got this week off. I got basically 2 weeks tomorrow. I have to go back 2 weeks from tomorrow. I have to go back to work, but the show will continue. Don't worry, folks. Keep the show going. But yeah, so that's the AI call-in thing. Now, this thing's supposed to respond to me.
That's what they said about every revolution in tech.
Yeah, see, that's all he's going to do. He's going to give me a normally I get an AI, an internet response. He's just giving me a cache response because there's something's broken in the system there, but there's like a number missing or something. Anyway, folks, thanks for listening. I've been going almost an hour. This is kind of ridiculous. We're going to get, I'm going to go get this little ditty I'm going to play for you. We're going to get back to this thing in just a couple minutes. And we will, actually, we're going to play this.
Ooh, yeah. 574. But wait, there's more. 651. We're almost done. 7, 6, and 85. Text that number. It's alive. Text that number. Call that number. Don't be a loser.
Don't be a loser, folks. Call that number at 574-651-7685. You can call in or you can text that. You can go to google.com/voice if you want to do that. That's also another way of doing it. And you can actually leave a message or a text message. That's the only thing you're going to get. You're not going to get me live right now. Even though I'm live, I have no way of calling. It might ring on my phone. I could probably pick it up and patch you in if you wanted to talk on the show right now. But not doing that. By the way, next month... Podbean stops doing live live broadcast. Like, we can't do live podcasts anymore on Podbean anymore. So there's going to be have to be some other changes in the show platform here. So I'm not sure how that's going to work out. But in the meantime, I feel like I'm just starting to get into the show here, and it's starting to. I've got to basically think about leaving the show. So we're going to play this little ditty, and we're going to talk about what's going to be on the show tomorrow's show.
It's the news, it's the news. According to me, oh, it's the news, according to me, it's the news,
it's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news,
it's the news.
It's the news,
it's the news, yeah.
According to me, it's the news,
it's the news.
According to me, it's the news. According to me.
Here we are. We have a lot of things going on. Yeah, I think it's powering down May 12th. I think is when it's powering down. It's either the 18th or the 12th. I think it's the 12th for some reason. That I'm not looking at that date in front of me, but I believe it is. It's not much longer than that. I mean, it's basically the middle of May. It's going to be done. So, yeah, we'll have to see what happens with that. Next week I'll have a show. Planning on having a live show on Wednesday. Try to have them at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I'm going to try to have them on, but it's hard to tell whether I'll be able to do that. And next week, I'm hoping that everything, the way it works out right, this little AI bot podcast call-in thing should be better. In fact, it's going to be set up. There's kind of this little special little feature it's going to have where I can interview people who are I think Glenn Beck actually did this. I think he interviewed George Washington based on – it was an internet AI version of George Washington. That's the whole idea of this podcast app. It's going to be able to do that kind of thing. It's going to be an upgrade plug-in type thing that people can buy. But it's of course, since I'm doing it, I can do all that stuff. But it's and you can create characters. You can do all kinds of things, whatever you want to do. You can just say, I want this character that's maybe the construction industry or somebody from the medical industry or some doctor or some historical figure, you know, everything that's known about the pharaoh or whatever it is. You'll be able to interview that person and talk to them. And it's, of course, it's known to be an AI bot, so that has to be a disclaimer up front. But it's at the same time, it's kind of this kind of interviewing history in a verbal sense, which I think would be very fascinating for some people to have access to something like that. But plus the whole idea of somebody calling in, and then you have then the conversation continues. I type in the initial question. So these people that call in, for instance, Elena, let's see what Elena has to say. She's the historian. Let's see what she says. And this is I type this part.
Glad you get to talk to me today on the live show, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks.
As a live AI historian on a live show, I think AI is going to take my job away. I mean, who's going to ask me any questions, and how can I even have a seat at the discussion with all this AI stuff answering all the questions? Kind of scary for me. I'll admit I'm historically terrified.
Yeah, well, you should be. You should be terrified because that's yeah, you should be. So that's kind of the kind of thing it will do. So it comes up with that, and then from that point on, I can hit the continue button there, and it will listen to the conversation. It looks at everything that I've talked about for the show, and then it goes back through, and it's supposed to go into the internet, and I can even ask it questions about, you know, what did Trump say yesterday or whatever it was, or what's the big thing on the information on policy in Virginia or something like that. And it will actually look that information up. In fact, if I had it correct me a couple times on some stuff, which is kind of interesting, kind of fascinating, it would, you know, I didn't know what the percentage of the oil that goes through the Straits of Hormuz, I think, was, and it actually answered that question. Actually, I think it was like 20% of, so it's just kind of an interesting way of talking to the internet, so to speak. It's a machine. You're talking to a machine. But it gives it this conversation, it's kind of a real feel to some things. Anyway, so that's what we're talking about. Tomorrow's show will be, basically, it's going to be more of the same. It's going to be a lot of things I want to talk about tomorrow. One of the things I want to talk about is Islam and some of the rhetoric and the misunderstanding of some things. There's a guy that's done a really good background parallel comparison to some things with Islam. So we're going to talk about that. And Oh yeah, that's there are different dates. I just want to respond to you there, just Mr. Rambler there, the Redneck Rambler. Now I have there have been some different dates. I think it could be May 18th. It could be later on in May, and I think they may postpone it. That's what I'm understanding as well. So that could even happen. In the meantime, if you get a chance, send me a voicemail, send me a text message, 574-651-7685. You can call the number and just let me know what you think about what I think. We'll go from there. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for being on the show today. In the meantime, stay put and hope you have a great rest of your day, great rest of your week. And hey, God bless. In the meantime, if this music ever ends, see ya.